Dale Schultz of Richmond Center was the only Republican senator to vote against Governor Walker's collective bargaining bill, and he was the only Republican from either house of the legislature to vote against Walker's mining bill. Both moves drew scorn from some of Schultz's fellow Republicans, and now they've drawn him a potential GOP primary with Spring Green Republican Representative Howard Markline. Schultz says he still votes with the GOP on almost 99% of the bills before the legislature, and thinks the voters would respect his positions if he runs again.
You know, I would argue that, you know, independence, that streak of libertarianism has always been kind of a part of a Republican Party as long as I've been around. So I think I'm kind of in the mainstream in that regard.
Schultz says he'll formally decide sometime after the upcoming holiday season whether to seek another term. He says he still feels welcome among his fellow Republican colleagues, so that won't be a factor in his decision.
I'm no stranger to taking a couple of hits. You know, was it Harry Truman that said a long time ago, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. I've been doing this for 30 years. This is what we do. And you don't take it personally. You do the job.
Representative Markline says Schultz's votes on mining and collective bargaining were factors in his decision to run. He says he also heard concerns about Schultz from other Republicans in the district.
You know, I know locally there was a lot of discontent by county, you know, party leaders.
Both Markline's assembly seat and Schultz's Senate seat have trended increasingly Democratic over the years. Democrats say a GOP primary there gives them a chance to pick up both seats in a general election. Markline dismisses that.
That district is a swing district, and they vote based on the candidate. And Romney got killed and out there, but, you know, Walker won handily.
Well, it's unusual to see a representative challenge a sitting senator from his own party. It's hardly without precedent in Wisconsin. In 2004, then-Representative Glenn Grothman defeated Senator Mary Panzer, who at the time was the GOP Senate Majority Leader. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.